Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Though you may not see water for miles around, you can consider yourself trapped. The mists that encircle us are like prison walls. And who is the warden of this prison, you ask? None other than the wonderful, the terrible, the powerful Baron Strahd von Zarovich. And the only way to leave this place is to kill him or die.
He looks back at the house. They took something from us. It was a gem. We had three such things. One they have taken, one we still have, and another was stolen about a year ago. Without all three of them, the wine that we create is just inferior, not as good. We are running out of the good stuff, shall we say. Spirits shall soon fall a little more.
Yes, we'll head to Yesterhill, try to break up this ritual. We'll do our best to find you this gem. I would offer to help find the one that got stolen last year, but I don't know anything about what could have done that.
Would also say that you could see he's kind of torn. He doesn't want to tell you too much, but he does want to tell you something. Mm-hmm. If you find a woman or a raven by the name of Muriel, please help her. I think she is in trouble.
Muriel, that could be.
That'll be one of them.
That could be the outcast.
I do not know what you mean by outcast, but she is not outcast from our family.
Who is she?
She is a friend of mine. Not family, but close enough to be family.
Okay. There's not a time limit on this, shall we?
Yes. And they went to the druids?
We were expecting to see her before now. Okay. She has not come in and she should be here.
From where? Look, I know you're
from
trying
the east.
Okay, let's go.
Let's. All right.
Thank you very much.
He nods.
Do I know anything about the kinds of ritual? Knowing what I do about blights, I know I don't know much about druids necessarily. But the two are pretty inexorably linked. So do I know the kind of...
If you knew more about what that gem did...
No, but I mean just Pip innate. Like, what does he know about druids and the kinds of things that they could be doing?
Get a good boy card?
Yeah!
So... You did quite well on this roll. So if going by his description, you assume that these are something called what you've heard of life seeds, which are just very powerful items, very powerful gems charged with a type of life magic that grows plants,
which
wouldn't be shocking to discover that a winery has such a thing.
It is growing.
And you might also know as part of that that any plants that grow or bear any fruits or berries that are created through these life seeds often taste a lot better.
Yeah, cool.
So once again, not shocking. Mm-hmm. If it is one of these life seeds, then it could be used in a ritual called the Heart of Sorrow. Which creates a powerful creature called a tree blight.
Okay.
Maybe. So powerful, in fact, that you know of only three tree blights that have ever existed.
Oh, fuck.
And all of them had names. Like, that sort of important.
Jesus Christ.
The only ones that have ever existed had names.
Okay. Maybe as we're leaving, I mean, obviously I'm a dragonborn, so I can't sweat. But as I'm, like, mulling it over, I'm looking more and more stressed and reading through a manual.
Rubbing my snout, cool.
Yeah.
As we leave, like, was there anything you wanted us to... mention or tell Muriel so she knows that we're looking for her?
Tell her to fly home, little bird. Your family awaits.
Fly home, little bird. Your family awaits. Thank
you. She will probably run when you do that, letting you know.
Okay.
Oh, God, that's right. This is one of those Emmanuels that comes with a poem.
My favorite ones come with poems.
Okay, Yeah, and then we'll head back to the diverging path. Maybe right. Piff, you're rubbing your snout.
Yeah.
What is wrong?
Well, you know, we fought a needle blight and a poison blight. Yes. Well, the worst kind of blight is something known as a tree blight. I've known of three tree blights historically, not personally, in my life. Each was named. That gives you an idea of what we're dealing with, because the gem that they've been using to make delicious wine, and it is delicious. It's the brightest spot in this shithole of a country. It's
so I go like a 5 minute soliloquy of how crap Rover is.
And how
and then another
is.
Thing.
This shit full of wolves and teeth, and it's never warm, and no matter where you lie down, it's damp, and even when it's not raining, it's icy.
Sweet.
And then you have a tiny sip of wine, no matter how small, and you ration it if you get a bottle. I had a bottle lasted me 4 months, I'll tell you what.
A little thimble.
Each night was enough to stave off a powerful depression.
You have no idea how much you need that wine to live in this meat honey filled slop of a place.
Everything tastes like ash in your mouth. The point is, you can also use that seed, that life gem, to create a tree blight, because it contains within it a powerful life energy. So put in a powerful enough tree, I suppose, you can bring it to life, and it's a no small feat. Can't be harmed by mortal weapons, be they magical or mundane. I look at Cribbit, so your little music box is not going to help
magic
at all.
Magic can't even do anything.
Yeah, in fact, they'll become stronger.
If you use a magical weapon.
Or a regular weapon. Yeah. You need a poisoned weapon. That's the best you've got there.
We really should have got a Piran. So we need a poisoned weapon.
Yeah, there's a whole... Give me 5 minutes.
Okay.
To read what to decipher Emmanuel. And then maybe I'll... There's a whole poem in here. It's like four stanzas.
So Emmanuel gives you information in poems?
Yeah, multiple times.
Multiple times.
You know
poems.
When I say
multiple
it's times. The main way of giving you information.
You know when I say... You know when we see a fucking... When we see a dire wolf and I say, if I hears, then there is.
Yeah.
But is, I-S, is spelt apostrophe E-R-E-S. That's one of the many poems.
That's a shortening of here is. Or hears.
It's truly one of the cruelest tricks that the most valuable resource for fighting monsters. I'll start reading it as we walk, because it's probably useful for everyone.
You need some context knowing the poem.
Okay, so obviously a poisoned weapon is one way of dispatching it, but we can also... Okay, so there are bad trees.
Mm. Right.
And there are...
Called
tree blights. Yes. Yeah, and there are good trees.
Okay.
Called treants, which are sort of a flip of the tree blight. So, and they are natural. And on the side of good, I don't know how many there are in Barovia, but if we find one, that can offer us some assistance.
I look around, maybe to like, yeah, and like Elanial to...
Elanial shakes her head. I have heard of...
To Gorbun Lushin. Did you read anything while you were in the tower?
And considering that if there is a treant, that 99% of this shithole is forest, the chances of us finding it, I don't know.
Can you... Make it like how they are making
it? No, it's not the same thing. See, the thing is, and this is where the poem becomes important, that treant will know the appropriate way.
The treant will know.
What? We follow the poem.
Read the poem. Don't give us... just give us the poem right now. Then you can give us context.
Treant high or treant low, searching which way to go. For a treant ear to hear... I must find water near. So we got to find some water, a river, a lake. Once the water I do acquire, ground begone, I will get higher. In the air or up a tree, a robin with red chest I see. I think the most frustrating part is he could have written this out in non-poem form. And it goes on. Robin. Or...
Robin, yes.
Or other bird.
So it just needs to be
please
a bird.
Please help my cries be heard. I need a creature made of wood. Are there any in this neighborhood? Then finally...
So we need to... We need to ask a bird if they have
We need to go to a river. Or some source of water. In that source of water, we need to find a bird.
I'm so happy I'm getting dizzy.
find a bird, and then we need to.
Maybe I'm rubbing my, like, my, well, the equivalent of my snout, my nose. Just, yeah. Just in the same, just two fingers, just, okay.
And then, if the treant wishes to sight the robin, or whatever, will take flight, follow the bird, and there you are. The treant can't be far. So we find a river, we look for a bird, we ask the bird where the treant is.
I mean, we know people that can turn into a bird.
Yes.
Perhaps they might know.
Maybe. All I have is a manual to go off. I mean,
we have maybe mentioned it to. As we, how far down the road are we? Like, should we maybe mention it to?
I suspect Emmanuel means a real bird, not a lichen, comma raven. That would be my guess.
So we need to head to a body of water, and
a body of water within the same forest as the tree blight. But the same forest is, I guess, the Svelich Woods, which is the
entire.
It's Barovia.
So should we head to the river first? Is that what you're saying? Or should we head to the Yesti Hill first?
I think if we
Where is the water?
Well, there's water up back toward Kresik. Mm-hmm. My camp is kind of close to a river. That's the one that comes out of Lake Baratok. Or we could head.
Perhaps if we're just quick enough, we can get there before they even finish. And then Gorob Lushan start running.
I mean, he raises a very good point.
Yeah, look, I guess we'll keep that in our back pocket in case they do it. And I'll run off.
We
them
would,
too.
Yeah, like as a, like we would know by now, right? How big
you
are these?
You would imagine it's gigantic, fucking ginormous. You would imagine we'd know
all
about
right.
it.
Apart from the poem, you're saying that magical weapons, so it's poison, and what else?
You've ended the list.
How do you make poison?
You
to
find
coat a weapon. What do you have? What do you need?
I have. Let me
with this one.
Yes.
This one.
What about you, Cribbit?
This one. Cribbit scrunches his hands and scrunches his eyes and as he does that, all of his pores begin to excrete a purple liquid. This one does poison.
Can we bottle that?
Does not last in bottle.
Can we coat our weapons with that?
Yes. Does not last for long.
How long?
Like seconds.
Okay.
I go from hopeful to just like neutral face. I go
not
from
hard
like,
to coat, though.
Yeah, I guess we just dip, brush an arrow across you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's something.
It is something, yes.
I mean, I'm going to concoction while I go.
What happens once you, if you have a magical weapon and you coat it in poison? Does it enhance it and also damage it?
it will...
In the text, it says that anything poisoned will hurt it because it can't grow through the poison, basically.
I think it doesn't matter the nature of the weapon. The poison is the important thing.
Okay. I don't want to, like, say, you know, for example, he has a magical weapon. If he coats his thing and it's magical
So many things, like the hag, will be accidentally supercharged if you do the wrong thing. So it's important to be clever about it.
All right. Okay. Well, as much as you hurry, night falls before you reach Yester Hill.
Gorob, Lushan, wait, stop. Stop.
Please slow down.
Stop.
We're nearly there! They could not possibly know that.
We are not nearly there, and if we are, it is... Can you see in the dark? You can continue.
Yes! We are mighty dwarves!
Yes, but he cannot see in the dark.
I'm blind as fuck.
That really sounds like a you problem, but all right.
Plus, do you think maybe if we go at night, the druids will have an advantage?
A technical advantage there?
All right.
We know that we're...
sit down.
Do we know, like, that this is the end, like, the week that we're going to get better the next, like, we're going to wake up fully refreshed?
You've been feeling steadily better over the course of the week.
Okay.
Just like also because, like, you know, that means they'll also.
Yeah.
The enemy will feel.
That's true. Barovia will have been recharged for another week.
So we could press on, but I would highly recommend we do not.
Yeah. I think it's better to sit down. I'll concoct some potions or what have you. Might make the upcoming battle a little easier. Yes. We can all recuperate and be fresh in the morning, fresh as daisies.
Can you make any other poisons that, so we're not just relying on one source.
Yeah. That was my plan. I'll try and make some for everyone.
Yes, good. Perfect.
Set up camp.
Yep.
I'm going to make a, can I combine treant poison?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to combine hound and killer hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to combine some shambling moss. This is just to make a plant damaging cold potion. Or, yeah, something I can attach to a weapon.
You succeed.
I'll make two of them, actually.
You succeed twice. You get right. 10 doses total.
I will dip 5 of my arrows in one, and mm-hmm. then I will offer the other one to anyone who wants it.
Eleni will... Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, Eleni will take 5.
Okay. So that's me. I get 1 treant poison left. Then I'll combine treant poison, screeching mist, and more shambling moss
mm-hmm.
to make another... It's just cold damage and plant damage. Poison.
You succeed.
All right. I'll give that to Hector to put on your sword.
Thank you. This is a...
This is a poison of cold. So they're
cold,
yeah, cold, and then fire is really the way to fuck them up. But that's a
cooking over your little stove. Yeah,
that's the way to fuck them up. Cold and then fire. Cold and then fire. But it's also a poison of plant bane. It'll give you 5 hits, I reckon. 5 good whacks before it kind of dissipates on your sword.
5 good hits. All right, thank you. In terms of protection, do we need to be protected against what? Poison.
Good
I
to
assume?
Be protected against being poisoned. Yeah, because that's. Course. Probably going to happen, but I wonder if the best way there, the most economical way, is for me to make a grenade of some kind mm-hmm. that I can just fire at the 5 of us before we hit it.
A grenade is probably not going to give you an immunity.
Mm.
It's probably just not potent enough.
I can, if someone is poisoned, I can magically make them neutralize it, as it were.
Okay, well that, I just don't think, we'll just burn through everything otherwise.
Mm.
All right, and then I'm going to use a poltergeist scream.
Uh-huh.
And more shambling moss
mm-hmm.
to stick to my arrows. And what else? Flump spores for poison.
Unfortunately, you whiff that one.
Oh, fuck.
You maybe over-add the... Or you miss-time adding
I've been doing a lot of these tonight, yeah. So it's...
You miss-add the flump spores. It's getting... Yeah, it's maybe you're burning the midnight oil, mm-hmm. as it were. You're mm-hmm. getting really, really tired. Your eyes are strange. You're not paying attention properly. And the potion explodes in your face.
All right. Everybody else can go to bed. I'm just making fire arrows for myself so that when they're cold, I can then set them on fire once I've, you know, used up all of my fiery breath.
Mm-hmm. You make what you need to make. Make sure that you rest. We will stand guard.
All right. I'm going to try one more time. Yes, shambling moss, poltergeist screams, and then let's call it ooze sweat.
You do it.
All right. Thank God. All right. That's all I'm going to do for tonight. I'm knackered, and then I'm going to go to bed.
Mm. All right. Who's got first watch? I guess kind of Pip.
Yeah, kind of me.
Can you roll the encounter die, please?
I'd love to. 4.
4. All right. And then?
I'll take the last the last watch. 2.
2? All right. For some reason, nothing within the forest stirs all night.
Yeah, almost more concerning, to be honest.
Mm. And does that mean we have a long rest, Adam?
You have had.
Oh, my God.
A long rest.
Oh, my fucking God. That's crazy, dude. All your spells. I mean, it's not such
not
a big...
Not just that, my health.
Yeah,
is
oh, yeah,
back.
Yeah. Oh, you're on 7. That's right. Oh, my God.
the modifier, the negatives I was taking.
Fucking hell.
I can speak again.
Oh, my God. We were struggling, dude.
Elaniel, she's no longer kneecapped.
Yeah. Fuck.
My windpipe is unbruised.
Full health. How sweet it is.
Mm.
All right, rolling the wild magic table, Adam. I'm sick of the safety.
Really?
No. What am I, an idiot?
No.
I'm saving that for the... I'll always light. Use... Yeah, that's for like when I'm under the pump, everyone's dead, and I'm like, wild magic will save the day, and you're like, your feet are extra stinky now. I'm like, oh, man. Damn.
Oh, God.
I don't know why I always think it'll be helpful. Never
it really might.
It feels like, well, sometimes it'll be like, oh, everyone in your party are dogs now. Something, or like you're all transported somewhere else, or
yeah, well, you see, or like, you know, you switch place with the, you know, the villain or the target,
yeah, exactly.
And they explode. The target ages 1,000 years.
Yeah, there's always a chance something's gonna work out. It's just there's also a chance it's gonna go really, 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 really wrong.
Yeah. At about midday, finally, you arrive. The trail through the thick woods leads to a hill covered with dead grass and cairns of black rock, dark. Ominous clouds gather high above, and a single bolt of lightning strikes the hilltop. West of the hill, the land, the woods, and the sky vanish behind a towering wall of fog. You can see you are so incredibly close to the edges of Barovia. This is probably definitely the westernmost part of Barovia that anyone can get to, possibly also the southernmost part of Barovia. Yeah, this is very close to the edge. You see the hill stretching before you. It's shaped in such a way, and there are lumps and bumps upon it in such a way that you can't see over the hill. You can't see really on top of the hill.
Yeah.
But just poking above the ridgeline, you can see some sort of tree or something like that. No leaves, just wood at the top
of
the hill.
Does it look big enough to be a tree blight?
It looks like it could be, obviously, it's not a head, but it could be like the head of... Like, I don't even know what I'm trying to say here. It looks like the top of a tree.
Like the, it's like the peak, the top?
Yeah, the peak. It's like the top of the...
The crest,
if you
will.
The crown.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to...
The crown, head, the head of the tree.
Oh, my God. I'm going to load a cold bolt into my crossbow and have it primed. Is there like a path through the cairns on the... And up the...
There's a little path that runs up the side of the hill, and you can see that the path branches out at several points to... possibly circle around the tree.
Okay.
I want to, like, scan around, maybe ask Elaniel to, like, scan around if we see anything. Ears pricked. Is there chanting? Is there anything going on that we're like, what are we familiar with?
As you arrive, actually, it's funny you should say that. Yeah. As you arrive, it begins to rain lightly, and the rain is, if there is chanting, it's so far away and the rain is enough that it would cover any noise that you
pull
could
up,
hear.
If I have, I think I have a hood on my cloak.
Eleni will
pull up a hood.
Yeah, Eleni also pulls her hood up as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody, I guess be prepared for the worst.
Cold and then fire. Unless it's the tree blight, then
poison.
Run away.
Cold and then fire.
Yeah.
She nods, Eleni nods with determination and a set nature to her being.
Mm-hmm. Cold and then
charge!
Fucking
Norman Larson are off.
I miss when they were at the tower.
Gorob and Lashen starts sprinting up the side of that fucking hill.
I never thought I would say this, Pip, but I really miss a Gokash.
Oh, me too. Oh, like, my God.
Really miss him.
You know, he was sort of a cunt, but like... at least he knew
significantly less annoying than Gorob and Lashen.
Like, you knew deep down he was a good person.
I know. I mean, I guess very similar to yourself there, Pip.
Oh, okay. Saying the quiet part loud.
If you follow after Gorob and Lushan.
I think we go.
We
have to.
Dirt trails run along two concentric rings of cairns that encircle the entire hillside. It's like some sort of massive burial mound of some sort. Each cairn is a 10-foot-high mound of slimy black rocks.
Ew.
Do you bury a big tree?
Could bury a big tree if you want. Yeah,
Summon undead big tree.
Hang on. Oh, so it is a. You said grave.
Is it like a burial
graves.
Mound?
They're
is
definitely graves.
Is the big mountain we're on a big burial ground, Adam?
Adam,
about to fight a giant or some shit.
Adam, I'm gonna cast divine sense. Adam, I'm gonna do it.
You detect no undead.
Yep. Good.
Celestials. Okay. Or fiends.
Okay, good.
Within 60 feet, blocked by who knows how much dirt.
I'm good. We'll just switch that on, and we'll just switch that on.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
If any undead celestial
giant
fiend demons,
corpse,
a giant,
the old king of Barovia buried under this burial mound.
We'll know. I mean, we'll know by, like, you know, our eyes. But I'll know maybe a split second early.
I've never thought about how, you know, the classic, like, zombie reaching its hand.
That
bit of giant is so scary. I am concerned.
I am also.
You reach the peak, the top of this mound.
Mm-hmm.
Atop it is a wide ring of black boulders and smaller rocks that collectively form a makeshift wall enclosing a field of dead grass. Lightning strikes the edge of the ring from time to time, illuminating a ghastly sight. Firstly, a 50-foot tall statue made of tightly woven twigs and packed with black earth. The statue resembles a towering, cloaked man with fangs. Also, you can see at its feet, at the man's feet, are two figures, one kneeling, one standing. They are tightly clutched together. The standing one is a man. The kneeling one is a woman. They are both impossibly large, not large-sized, but yeah, for a human, they are big. They might have, I don't know who the tallest member of the party is.
Probably Hector.
But they are easily, both of them, about 8 feet tall.
Oh, fuck.
The kneeling one, the woman, seems to not be willingly in this position. She struggles and bucks a little bit, but the man holds her firm, keeping her, forcing her down on the ground. And you can see there are vines wrapped around her arms and limbs, forcing her down into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
The man, though you cannot see either of their faces, the man you can see from behind, he is covered in gore. The intestines, the innards, the blood of who knows how many creatures cover him from head to toe. And it looks like, the more and more you look upon him, the more and more it looks like he is, his clothing is made out of intestines and lungs and hearts strung and woven together with sinew. He... From behind, you can hear him with a curled smile in his voice. This is your doing. Your fault. Watch. He gestures to the effigy and then past the effigy as well. And you can see that there is a giant, blossoming, awful, evil-looking tree past this ring on the other side. People dance and chant around it, holding hands and singing some sort of awful fell song. Upon this tree, you see, shaped like apples, but definitely apples, black, awful, viscous-looking fruits. This tree moves. It's slowly grinding, and you can see, you can hear screaming coming from the tree, but what is in front of you obscures what is happening. As you approach, the man turns to face you. You can see a big, scraggly beard. Once again, the man is drenched in blood. As he turns to face you, he turns quickly. He turns quickly enough to for you to realize that blood pours from his tears, his nose, his mouth, and his ears constantly. It's not ending.
Oh, no.
He leans forwards, and because of that leaning forwards, all of the liquid, all of the blood cascades down his face, mixes into his beard, and dribbles out of it.
Okay. I say.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I point behind, like, I guess that is the outcast.
Nothing good's happening here.
I said,
he
attack.
Sprints towards you as you sprint towards
twang,
him.
Twang, 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 twang.
Yeah. I Eldritch Blast.
As you sprint towards each other, those rocky mounds that you pass on your way up, explode open, and figures begin to climb out.
Rock? Oh, God, is this rock elementals?
Fuck.
Didn't even amount. Of course this is gonna fucking... Oh, I just put rock elementals, Jackson. I wonder why that's in the fucking book.
Fuck. Are they at the start? When did Emmanuel think we'll fight these?
No, way later, which is even scarier. Every fucking entry of Emmanuel de Monster, I think I found it. I read the line and then I wish I was dead. Elementals are resistant to the two planes. Maybe I'm reading this as I'm running in there. Elementals are resistant to the two planes that border them and outright immune to their own. In explanation, an elemental of fire is resistant to wind and earth and immune to thou self. Most elementals have been summoned to the material through magics, which, if undone, will force the creature back to their home, solving the problem that they press, that they present.
What is the adjacent to earth?
I don't know.
Elementals? Lashant?
They're weak to the opposite energies. What's the opposite of a rock?
Air!
God damn it. That's so useless to me.
Pip, you're first.
Okay, I am going to... Obviously, I got nothing that can create wind. And yeah. There's really no other way to defeat a rock elemental. So I'm going to focus my fire on the druid. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to fire two bolts at this awful king of a man.
Regular bolts?
Yeah, well, I just don't... You know what? Let's hedge our bets. I'll fire two silver bolts. Silver's a good baseline.
Your first attack will miss.
Mm-hmm.
But your second one hits.
Right.
You deal a silver bolt, right?
Yeah.
You deal 5 points of damage.
Okay.
That was a funny way of doing that.
Five's not many.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Locked, loaded. It's good to know that this person takes damage.
Yeah.
It's
for sure.
His turn. Mm. Presumably his name is Keshgar because he says, Keshgar, crush!
Okay.
He slams 2 feet firmly into the ground, plants his hands down on the ground, and twists into the black rock beneath him.
Oh, no. Oh shit.
Shards of rock explode outwards. As they explode outwards, they are tinged with a red ichor-like substance, which, as it gets closer, you have enough time to register, is congealed old blood. It runs down your line. Every single one of you needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. All right.
Hector, you will fail.
Even with a
plus five.
Damn it.
Pip, you pass.
Okay.
Half damage. Elanial passes. Half damage. Cribbits probably pass. Yeah, passes. Half damage. Gorb and Lushan.
Lean in.
They love it.
I love it. No, they fail. Okay. Full damage. So full damage to Hector and Gorob Lushan, half damage to everyone else.
Hurrah.
Okay. How many rock men are there? Can we see?
Thus far, there are 3.
Didn't like that the thus far. Far. Yeah, that's really
that
bad.
That was a bit...
6, 8, 6.
I know I can do like a very big, just like one and done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, opening salvo. Mm-hmm. I could just like, with enough bit of prep time, just... really do so much damage, but then I'm a piece of shit for a week.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I keep thinking that about
35
you.
35 points of damage for full.
Oh my god.
17 is half.
Oh my god, Adam. Damn it.
So, 30 what?
So, 35.
So briefly in the sun.
I'm like, I have a reroll a saving throw, and I'm like, well, if I fail, I get only 17.
Is yeah. That...
might be worth it.
But then what happens when I get poisoned and yeah. I fail that one?
Yeah.
You want to use it?
No, Adam.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. Fair enough.
Yeah, good stuff.
So
35. And our opening...
You're bloodied.
And our opening salvo was...
5.
Yeah.
Adam.
Excuse me, Adam.
And Pip, you're down to 51.
Yep.
Cool. So... that was Keshgar's turn, and then it is Gorob and Lushan's turn. Gorob and Lushan, you see they're excited.
Okay, good for them.
Yeah. Lushan casts that spell onto the greatsword, mm-hmm. and you see it hums with magical energy. Lushan and Gorob manage to get 2 good hits. Boom! There's a terrific crashing, explosive noise, and... that, oh, and they're going to rage, of course.
Yeah, of course.
38 points of damage.
All right.
Mm.
Man, those two together.
Mm. A powerhouse.
An absolute team.
We fail every stealth check, but they are powerhouse.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's the coin flip.
It's the Earth Elemental's turn.
Oh, fuck.
3 of them fall in behind you. 1 attacks Cribbit, 1 attacks Hector, and 1 attacks Pip. Okay. They draw swords made out of rock.
Oh, no.
Cribbit gets hit. Cribbit's going to take 8 points of damage. A glancing blow.
Yeah, Cribbit will be right.
For the most part.
Shear off some of his frog skin.
Ah, critical hit. I'm sorry, fuck. Hector. Pray for a low number.
That doesn't seem low, dude. I get the feeling you're about to like lose a hand or something. Adam seemed so upset.
Make a DC 18 strength saving throw. On a failed save, you are permanently unable to grasp with one of your hands. So, odds or evens?
Go with evens.
Evens? All right, it'll be your shield hand.
Okay.
So the bright side is,
you don't need to hold on. You can strap the shield on.
Yeah.
You will still, if you fail the check.
I'm assuming losing fingers is...
It doesn't say you... It's smash hands. So okay. I'm assuming just
crushed.
Just every single bone in that hand is broken. That's
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
Okay, Adam. Fucking hell.
Okay, that definitely, you definitely make it.
Okay. It's a saving throw, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got the.
Okay. Yeah. I got one in my sleeve.
You definitely would make that.
Yeah.
Had the check.
You nonetheless still take.
Of course, I've got the damage.
Yeah, he still takes the damage.
9 points of damage.
Only
that's
nine.
That's nothing compared. You could have lost a fucking hair.
Hey, I'm at 20.
Oh my god.
I'm at 22. From full 22.
Full to 22 in
2 months.
It's not my turn, I get here.
No, you dodge.
Yeah, okay, thank God.
You dodge out of the way as just a swing and a miss.
Fucking rock elementals.
So, I've got good news. Come on, it's good news.
All right, sweet.
It's good news. These people, these are people. They're wearing rocks.
Okay, all
the
right.
Rocks, you can't see how the rocks attach to them. It's like they're fused into their skin. You look, they are literally part of their skin, like they're growing out of them.
Maybe,
but
yeah,
they definitely look like people.
That's maybe like as the guy swings his sword at me, I like lock eyes with his terribly human eyes amidst all the rock. They're not rock elementals, but I don't know what they are.
And that was the earth elemental's turn. Yeah. It's Elanial. Elanial takes a little jump back and she says, I don't care what they are, they're dead now. Hit. Pray for a low number.
Fucking. How's. Come on now, man.
Elanial, the first arrow blasts into its chest. Mm-hmm. Rock and gut go flying everywhere. The second one takes its head clean off. One goes down, and there are two left.
Okay.
Then Elanial's third attack. Bad form. If this attack was made with a bow, and it was, the bow strength strikes you in the forearm. Take a d6 penalty to your next two attacks.
Ow.
Ah! Elanial hisses in shock and in her haste. Her bow has come unstrung. She quickly reattaches it.
That sucks.
And Hector, thank you for waiting patiently. It's your turn.
Right. How far away is the person that's being tied up?
There, on the other side of this person, you'd need to run past. They would be at the very least 60 feet away.
60 feet away. And I have to run past.
You have to run past the big boy, yeah.
The big boy.
So there's you do have the flight ability, but there's like a wall of rocks that it would not be easy to scramble up and over, but you could scramble up and over if you wanted to avoid him. It just would slow you down is all. Unless you flew.
Unless I flew, which just seems like...
That's your one a week.
My one a week. And although this person might be useful...
You can heal yourself.
Could do. I'm going to take flight.
All right. Fuck.
All right. You lock your legs down. Angelic wings spread out behind you. And you feel as Penny's hands come beneath you and lift you up into the air.
Yeah, fly over the druid and go next to the person that was tied up.
What's your fly speed? 60 feet?
It's 30 feet.
30 feet? All right. Well, you need to double move to get there.
Yep.
But you get there as Keshgar watches you fly over him. He glances up at you, but he doesn't seem to care too much. You land next to this person. She, like I said, is huge, simply enormous. When you land here, you realize if they are the same sort of person, they are definitely not human.
Okay. Mm.
She has, instead of like a normal human toned skin, her skin is ash white, naturally ash white. She has a assortment of different battle scars. She looks like she's been through the fucking ringer, both through life, but also fucking recently. Her face is very heavily bruised. When you land next to her, she looks up at you and you can see there is like war paint scattered across her face in presumably some sort of arcane marking. Mm-hmm. You would recognize it as similar to some of the druids that you have fought.
Oh, that's intriguing.
Mm-hmm. Are they bound, gagged?
She's bound and you can see she tries to talk, but when she does so... Her jaw doesn't move properly. It's broken. She can't talk.
Okay. I don't think I can heal as a bonus action. I guess wait until next turn to do something.
Right. One more thing I forgot to mention, sorry. As you land next to her, her eyes, when she looks at you, she doesn't have regular eyes either. It looks more like being on the moon and looking down at a planet.
Whoa.
You can see they even kind of swirl and move and turn. It's kind
what
of...
What the fuck?
It's like looking at a... It's like the horizon and then a planet. I don't know how to describe
it. Do I know much about druidic circles?
You might know a little bit. What do you know about nature? Oh, no. You don't know much.
I think Zammit knows what kind of druid is, but Hector might know shit.
Oh, I all right. see.
So imagine this is an eye.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine most of it is kind of just a black void. And then imagine you can see like a planet down the bottom with little continents and water masses. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Moving and shifting.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Fucking hell.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. So looking into her eyes is like looking into the stars above.
More like looking down on a planet from the stars.
From the stars.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I will get you free in a moment. I try to reassure her.
She just kind of gives you a grunt of affirmation. Mm. She quite clearly wants to. You see her strain at the bindings. And that was Hector's turn. It's Cribbit's turn.
Cribbit, he's full power again.
What's your plan, Cribbit?
Cribbit, what's the skinny?
Cribbit looks at you, Pip, all saltiness forgotten, that's and so he good. Says, the group or that one?
The group.
He nods. Cribbit casts Og's Radiant Darts.
Oh my god, it's so cool to see everyone jazzed up again.
Mm-hmm.
He, in his hand, he fans out and he creates two magical darts, which he then throws at the two remaining bad guys.
Hell yeah.
Miss hit. One of them takes... that sucks. One of them takes 2 points of damage.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the dice did not favor him on that one. Pip, it's your turn. That's a whole spell.
That sucks. All right, I'd like to fire two more silver bolts at the druid, and I would like to make one of them a pinning shot.
Okay. That just sticks him in place?
Yeah, reduces his movement. Yeah, dude. Are they two criticals again? Remember when that happened?
Okay. Just by the hairs of your chinny chin chin.
Okay,
your pinning shot, your first attack hits.
Oh, nice.
You deal 13 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
And then how does the pinning shot work?
So the target must make a strength saving throw with the DC is equal to 8 plus my proficiency bonus plus my dexterity modifier. Their speed is reduced to 0 until the end of their next turn.
And then it is Keshgar's turn. How lovely.
Hey, perfect.
Your crossbow bolt pins Keshgar in place, so he can't move, but he steps down where he is and turns the earth a little bit more. Those spikes well out a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone, except Eleniel, who is now out of range. Pip, Goroblushin, and Cribbit.
Yeah.
The three of you, not realizing that the spikes could come out further.
Yeah.
I'm going to need to make dexterity.
Having moved away. Okay.
That's a fail from you, Pip. Fail from Cribbit.
Hey, it's just a word of advice from a previous victim to the other.
Yeah.
This one sucks.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to this.
This is painful.
Yeah, I'm really...
Goroblushin pass.
Good for them.
Yeah.
This isn't even his action. This is just something he can now do.
What?
Oh, that's a lot of ones.
Okay, that's good.
This is just something he can do.
20 points of damage, 10 half.
Okay.
Gorob and Lushin take 10 points of damage. Cribbit and you take 20 points of damage.
I'm going to
Yeah?
A good boy card to let me take half damage.
Same problem I had.
No, I'm not. I won't do it. I'll take the 20. I'll be fine.
Okay. Cribbit, wow, makes a pained noise behind you.
He keeps getting poisoned.
Oh, no, he's not been poisoned.
Oh, okay. Good.
He's just in pain. And then Keshgar enters a rage, not dissimilar to Gorob and Lushin, but so incredibly dissimilar, actually. Oh, no. Keshgar loses 5 hit points.
Oh, okay.
But so does everyone else from that attack that he just hit.
What?
It supercharges Keskar's attacks this turn.
Well,
every turn.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
Cribbit is on 1.
Fucking hell, things have gone.
Gorob would have only lost an extra 2 from that because they made the saving throw. And then Keskar attacks.
Okay.
Keshgar slams his feet down in a rhythmic pattern, and the rain above begins to get heavier until a bolt of lightning hits Gorob and Lushan.
God damn it.
Gorob and Lushan pass. Half damage.
All right.
Gorob and Lushan only take...
I like when you pass, you know damage.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
28. Gorob and Lushan take 14 points of damage.
Okay.
Like, you know, some of my spells, I go to attack and they're like, oh, they pass.
Yeah, yeah.
No damage.
No damage. It's good. Yeah, when it's working against us.
It's like, oh, that sucks. No damage. You know,
it's Gorob and Lushan's turn.
Okay.
Okay.
Lushan supercharges Gorob's sword. Hit but miss.
Mm. Okay.
Boom! That loud explosive noise, and then Lushan screams at Gorob, get us out of the way! Get us out of those damn fucking rocks! And they deal 21 points of damage.
Okay.
Keshgar is bloodied.
All right. Hey, that's good. Hey, hey, hey. That means no more lightning and no more stabby rocks. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong, dude?
Eight more cons explode. There's 10 total now.
Rock, man.
Eight, you say?
Yeah.
That's fine. That's
only good. Two can attack this turn.
That's
one attacks quick. Pip, miss.
Okay.
One attacks Cribbit. Miss.
Okay.
Okay.
Fuck it out. It's on one hit.
Cribbit need to heal him.
Yeah.
Cribbit does need to heal. It's Elainiel's turn. Elainiel calls out, ah, good. Yes, I love this. This is great. Why would I not want to leave my little grove for this?
Yeah.
Hit, miss, hit.
We're doing it for the wine. That's what we're doing it.
Elainiel just like, as they're getting up, she's firing at them to keep them down. Elainiel is basically trying to suppress these earthmen. She kills one of them. You're down to 9.
Okay.
Hey, that's something.
And it's Hector, your turn. Right.
I will, I free them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just like just break open their chains.
They're not, it's
or
vines.
Or is it just vines? Yeah. Okay.
As you do so, when you break these vines, they begin bleeding blood.
Oh, no.
The vines do.
Okay. Yeah. Vines begin bleeding blood. She tears herself at, like, the last few ones. She just breaks her way out of them. She grabs her jaw, which you realize is slack. She has no control over it. Pushes it up into her face and forces it into position. You hear cracking and munching of...
Oh.
She's, like, forcing it to stay put, to stay closed. She gives you a thankful nod, and then she begins climbing the statue.
Okay.
I would say, Hector and Pip, everyone, hears, as she begins climbing, you hear, yes!
That's not good. What did you do, man?
What did I do, Adam?
That's a great question. What would you like to do with the rest of your turn?
Can't be good. What's about to happen?
did they say?
They can't. They can't talk. Their jaw is broken pretty thoroughly.
Did you, I mean, like, what was Kesha or whatever his name was saying when we first Keshgar. Got here?
This is your fault.
This is your fault.
This is your sin.
Doing. Yeah.
This is your doing.
That's like an outcast. He's attacking us.
What? I don't know, dude. She's climbing into the fucking wicker, man.
I want to fly. Like, I'll fly up next to it. What are you planning to do?
She looks back at you and points up. You can see shoved deep into the chest of this effigy is a spear. Where the spear is shoved in, you can see that blood is coming out of the effigy. It's compared to, you couldn't notice it before because compared to the effigy, it's so small. It's like a toothpick stuck in the side of this thing. She's climbing up to reach it.
You need your spear?
She nods. She has a determined look on her face.
All right. Okay. I'll fly up to sort of like grab the spear for her.
All right. You grab it?
Yeah.
As soon as your hand wraps around it, you hear a voice in your mind. Yes, wield me, kill Keshgar.
You gotta be more cautious, dude.
Hector.
Yep.
You hear the woman down below you call out in not like, ah, ah, ah. You see that she's shaking her head, but your hand is already wrapped around the spear. Hector, you feel a compulsion, a very strong, powerful compulsion. The spear wants blood, and so do you. You want to take this spear, and you want to ram it so deep into Keshgar that he stops talking, he stops breathing, he stops living.
Like that with every... Oh, no. I hate this. All right, cool. I pull at it. I try to grab it. I do.
How many voices does Hector I know? I was just thinking that right now.
Well, you, one left me. So yeah. like a hermit.
Like
crab.
A hermit crab. I'm always saying this.
You pull it out, and then you remember you are not K'varn the Bloody. You are Hector Dragonsbane.
I'm not a K'varn. Who is K'varn?
What's happening?
It's the spear. Something with the spear.
What's happening to you up there, dude?
I look down to the. To the person.
She gestures with her hand. She wants
K'varn?
Ah!
I just dropped the spear. Like
she
but
grabs it.
Not like she tries to. Oh shit. Was it safe to drop it, Adam?
She fumbles it, drops it, it hits the ground. She lets go, lands heavily, she wanted to get it bad. Yeah. She takes 3 points of damage. But she's got it now. She picks it up. Mm-hmm. And then you see set determination on her face. That was your turn. Yep. She charges Keshgar from behind. She drives the spear into Keshgar's back. He cries out in pain and turns around. How many times must we do this? Tarpos! That's her, presumably.
Yeah.
She deals 12 points of damage.
Yes. Blood.
Who's saying that?
It's just a voice in the back of your mind.
Okay.
No.
Am I connected to the spear now?
All of you are hearing it.
All right.
After that, yes, blood. Cribbit kind of bouncing along. Yes, blood. Cribbit seems excited.
Something bad's happening. Something real bad's happening.
Cribbit casts dissonant whispers at one of the...
Adam can always make himself...
No, that's the wrong spell.
That's the wrong spell. Fuck.
No, I gotta make myself insecure with this.
Adam can always make himself insecure.
Oh, one of the rock men, if you will, collapses as his fears become so physical that his heart stops.
Mm. All right, great.
Okay, down to 8, I think.
Down to 8. A mere 8.
Pip.
Okay. Is Keshgar kind of harder to hit now that this giant lady is wrestling him?
No, they're both so large that it's kind of like two bosses fighting. You don't think you're going to miss one.
Look behind me, how's everybody doing fighting the rock man? Can I see Cribbit's not doing so well?
Cribbit does seem to be struggling. Right, he should have healed himself. God, Cribbit, you beautiful idiot.
I'm going to then do a spray shot.
Okay.
Back behind
you could
me.
Hit 4.
Yeah, I'm going for it.
First attack. Critical hit. Hey. Second attack, hit. Third attack, miss. Fourth attack, hit.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's resolve the two normal ones. That you wound one gravely, bloodily.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is just kind of like a light wound. So both of them are wounded, but they're still going. That critical hit, pray for a high number.
Hi.
Oh, good job. That's a really good job, actually.
Well done,
oh, my
Jackson.
God. Hey, thank you, everyone.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Okay.
Shot through the heart. Quadruple damage and the target loses a quarter of their maximum hit points at the beginning of their turn for 3 rounds.
All right.
Do you know what that means?
What?
So every round, it doesn't matter
because it's fucking.
That's a fucking insane one.
You straight up killed them.
At the start of every round, you lose a quarter of your health
permanently.
Yeah. No. You from your current hit points, you lose a quarter of your maximum hit points.
Yeah,
for 3 rounds.
For 3 rounds. So it's a quarter, a quarter, a quarter.
So by the end of those 3 rounds, you have a quarter of whatever your maximum used to be.
Minus quadruple damage.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. I wasted that critical on his rock, man.
Yeah. You really did, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was Pip, your turn. It's Keshgar's turn. Everyone's favorite character.
I love this guy.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Mm.
What happens now, Adam?
Keshgar recovers. Well, on the bright side,
yeah,
this is his turn. Actually, was this clever of him? Whatever, he's done it at this point. Keshgar recovers 34 hit points.
Fucking hell.
That's, he's no longer bloodied.
That rules.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
And then Keshgar begins healing rapidly.
Oh.
Hey?
Every turn, he's going to recover some hit points now.
That is so good to hear.
Oh, and then he continues doing the little rock thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thankfully, Gorob and Lushen have moved around, but Pip and Cribbit have not heard anything.
Yeah, no, yeah, no. We're still in the same spot.
Cribbit is on.
Cribbit passes.
I mean, that's half damage.
Pip,
though.
You fail.
Uh-oh.
Really, Cribbit wasted that pass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, 10, 20, 29.
What?
31, 34. You take.
Would you like to re-roll it, or would you like to halve that?
I'll just halve that, Adam.
All right, so you both take 15, 17 points of damage.
Fucking hell.
That puts you on 9 hit points, Pip.
Jesus Christ.
And Cribbit.
Oh my God.
Is not dead.
That's really good.
Cribbit collapses. Oh,
poor little guy.
He should heal himself there, Cribbit.
That was Keshgar's turn. It's Gorob and Lushen's turn. Gorob calls out, "Charge my sword, sword charger!" And Lushen replies, "No, I have a much better idea. It's time to fight fire with lightning."
Okay.
A bolt of lightning. Gorob vomits as Lushen punches him in the gut, catches some of the spew, and throws it up into the air.
It's so disgusting. To know, to hear about. Every element of him is loathsome.
A bolt of lightning strikes Keshgar. Unfortunately, Keshgar makes his saving throw, so he's only going to take half damage.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Is that good? Oh, you're being sarcastic.
No, it's nice that like he just doesn't just outright take no damage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Any damage is good at this point, Adam.
21, 22, 23, 24. Half that is 12 points of damage. Could have done so much better.
Yeah, well, yeah. Mm.
And then Gorob whammies on him. Hit, hit. Gorob does 33 points of damage.
Hey.
Fucking hell.
He's bloodied again.
Hey.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Still a rock man to deal with, but yeah, getting rid of him is paramount.
Speaking of rock men,
oh my God.
Two of them attack you, Pip.
It's so relentless.
Three of them attack you,
it's
Pip.
So relentless.
Hit, hit, hit.
Fuck.
Pip, Pip, everything goes dark.
Oh no.
And then that was three. So okay. The other four attack Elainiel, who is now on her own.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that. Miss, miss, hit, miss. All okay. Right. Elainiel takes 5 points of damage. Wow, no one can really see what's happening with Elainiel anymore. Ugh, they're all on her now. Fuck me.
It's on you, Hector.
It's Elainiel's turn.
You and Elainiel. And our new
pray
friend.
For a high number.
Oh, God. Hi, 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 hi.
Fuck you!
Jackson!
Jackson!
You're on prayer duty.
I'm sorry! I know I'm on prayer duty and I'm so bad at it.
Did you say I know I'm a patriot?
I know I'm a patriot. I love this country.
I'm a patriot! I'm a patriot! I love Solid Snake! Okay, well, she downs one of them then. That'll definitely
okay. Yeah, we're down to seven.
It's good.
Seven to go.
Two of our guys are in saving throws.
Hector, you can see. You're up high.
Yeah.
You can see down, and you can see the fucking problem that you're having right now.
Oh,
it begins, the rain begins to get noticeably heavier.
Okay,
you realize
yep.
It's not water.
Pardon?
It's black. You put a palm out and you can see drip, 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 drip.
Is it blood?
It's not blood. It's black. The water is black.
Okay.
And it's sticky.
Okay.
Probably smells a little bit like sulfur.
Like oily? Maybe it's flammable?
No.
Okay, that's good.
That's something.
That's a bonus.
You actually now as well, you can turn around and you can see what's happening. I forgot you're high up. You can see what's happening with the tree. There is a tree the size of a double-decker bus is sprouting out of the ground here.
Oh, fuck.
There are three concentric rings of these crazy rock people, druids, crazy rock people again. The druids stand still, but the rock people move in circles as they dance around the tree performing some sort of ritual. The druids are just chanting. The tree in its side has a mouth. The mouth opens and closes, and it's chewing. Every time that opens, you can see a bloodied, broken, awful, sad-looking creature within. You could know it as nothing else but a were-raven. It is a were-raven in were-raven form, hybrid form. They struggle every time it opens up. They struggle to get out. You can see that their wings are broken and bloodied. They are badly wounded. And then the tree forces them back in and closes once more, chewing, eating them.
I'm always on... It's like, okay, this list I could go in. I could maybe heal a couple... You
yeah.
and old mate and all that. But look, I'm an optimist by nature. I think you've got this.
Hector, it's your
turn. Can I get to the were-raven in time there? Like, how far away if I zoom down and try and grab it? Like how far can
you could get to them and start pulling now if you wanted to on this turn.
Yeah.